Welcome to another podcast of Revival Today with Pastor Mark Choate, where our arms are open and Jesus Christ is here to comfort and bless you.
The message that I have this morning is upfront faith. Somebody say upfront faith.
Upfront faith.
This kind of faith is a kind of faith that you have to have because you know who your God is.
Amen.
This kind of faith that God is talking about, upfront faith, means that you already have an understanding that God is already on your side. God wants us to understand that when the Bible says, trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understandings, in all your ways acknowledge him, and then he would what? Direct your path. So upfront faith means that we as a people of God have to start to get to one place. That's a place where we know that Jesus is with us. Regardless of your situation, you know that God is with you. Somebody say, God is with me.
Is with me.
Upfront faith is important because upfront faith means you're willing to demonstrate your faith.
Amen.
You're not waiting to what you see, but yet you're demonstrating the will of God right here and right now.
Amen.
You're not waiting. You're not trying to check and see, but no, you're saying, Lord, because you said it, that settles it. We have to get that in our spirit today, church, because the enemy is not playing.
Yes.
He is not playing. It's nice to come into the house of God with praises and giving thanks unto him. But I'm asking you right now, do you have upfront faith?
Upfront.
There's a song that we used to sing that says, I'm yours, Lord, everything I got, everything I am, and everything that I'm not. I'm yours, Lord, try me out and see if I can be completely yours. I like that song because it put everything on the line. It says to try me and see if I'm yours. Some of us think that we're not going to be tried. Some of us think that we're just going to get salvation and walk into the kingdom of God. But I want you to know that you're going to get to a place in your life that you're going to have to demonstrate upfront faith.
Yes.
It's time that we see that we need to know the Lord for ourselves so that we can continue on in the walk. It's time to know God for yourself in a way that when you're in the midst of your own personal battle, not my battle, but your battle, everybody here has a battle. Everybody here has something that they're going through for themselves. But God wants to know, do you understand that he is in your corner and he's ready to fight on your behalf? But first, you have to demonstrate your faith. Hallelujah. Demonstrating your faith means that you have to be ready to surrender to the will of God. In Psalms 37 and 23, it says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his what way? The steps of a good man. I said that because the steps of the righteous are ordered by God. You know why I want to say that? Some of us take steps. Some of us go in different directions. But it says the steps of the righteous. Not the steps who think they're doing what they want to do. Not the steps of those that have a certain understanding. But it says the steps of the righteous are ordered by who? So if you ain't living right, or you saying God is in it, he's not ordering your steps. So that means that if God is telling you to do something, the steps of God, the righteous man, is going to do that God tells him to do and not what he thinks or what he wants to do.
Amen.
So this is a word for the people of God today. I want you to turn with me to Matthew 14, 22, 33. And I don't want to be before you long unless the Holy Ghost takes off and take over. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It says, immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side. This is NIV. And while he dismissed the crowd, after he had dismissed them, he went up on the mountainside by himself to pray. I wanted to start off with that part first. It says, after Jesus was preaching to the crowd and ministering to the needs of the people, the Bible says that Jesus told them to go ahead. He said, I'm going to go and pray. He was a son of God, and he still needed to go and pray. Amen. After he ministered. You see what I'm saying? We don't realize how important it is to go before God and pray. Jesus was healing the sick. He was helping those that were blind. He was doing all kind of work, but yet he still had to take some time out of his busy day to go pray.
Yes.
God is saying to the body today that you're not going to get to the place spiritually that you need to be, and you're not going to have that upfront faith until you learn how to get away and pray. Some of us want to call somebody up, get on the phone, say, hello, by the way, I'm going through something right now. I want to share this with a friend. A friend can't help you.
Amen.
Nobody can help you but Christ. The solid rock. It's Christ that's going to bring you through. It's not me. It's not your friends. It's not your family member. Because when everything else has failed, the only thing we have is what? Jesus. This is why we have to get it in our spirit that God wants to promote you and bring you to another place spiritually. But he wants to know, do you have upfront faith? So Jesus began to pray, and he prayed. Right after he stopped ministering, he went up and prayed and said, later that night, he was there alone and went up on the mountainside by himself and prayed. And later that night, he was there alone, and the boat was immediately a considerable distance from land, buffered by the waves because the winds was against it. Then right here, I want to go into this passage because I'm going to go right here with the word. It says, shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them walking on the lake. Do you know what happened here? The boat was by the shore, and later on, because of the winds, it blew the boat a little bit out in the water. And Jesus seen that the boat was in the water. And instead of him saying, hey, you guys, come on over here. He just began to walk on the water. Jesus just began to walk on the water. And look what happened with the disciples. It said, go ahead and read that part. Do you have the elder?
Yeah.
Start from 25.
It says, shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. It's a ghost, they said. And cried out in fear.
See, so right there it says that the disciples seen him walking and they began to say it's a ghost. They began to become afraid because they knew that what Jesus was doing was supernatural. It was something that you can't do, so they said this must be a ghost. Now I know how we are. If you see somebody floating around in your room, you're probably not going to ask what's your name. You're going to be gone. But the disciples began to be afraid, and they seen him walking on the water. Go ahead and read.
But Jesus immediately said to them, take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid.
See, now that passage says he said to them immediately, take courage. That's a word that we need to hold on to. Take courage. Taking courage means that you have to believe even though it doesn't appear as it's going to work out. Taking courage means that you have to have some trust in order to have courage. But he said, take some courage and continue on.
Lord, if it's you, Peter replied.
If it's you, go ahead.
Tell me to come to you on the water. Come, he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus.
See, so right here, it tells you how Jesus called him out, and Peter was willing to get out of the boat, and he began to walk on water. That right there already was a little tad of upfront faith. He wasn't looking at the circumstances at first, Peter began to step out in faith. See, now, if when you look at that passage, you see that Jesus didn't go and grab him. He didn't go and guide him. Oh, come on, let's do this. I'm going to kind of walk you. Come on now. You know how we do it, one another, baby Christians and little. Come on now. I'm going to help you get stronger. No, Jesus said, come on out. And Peter had to just be crazy enough to step out. Some of us, what we would have done, we would have got in our diving pose.
We would have just went for the dive.
But instead, what he did, he stepped out knowing that I'm not going to dive into this water. I'm going to walk on the water. I'm going to go outside of my comfort zone, and I'm going to walk into a situation that I'm not sure that I'm going to be able to make it in. This is what God is saying to the people of God, is that you have to be ready to walk when Jesus calls you.
Yes.
And walk with faith and trust him. There's too much going on in the lives of the people, lives of people throughout the country. But we have to understand that everything that you are is in Christ Jesus. Everything that you need is in Christ Jesus. The Lord is saying it's time to stop crying and pouting and start living by faith. It said we have to be those that are willing to live by faith. That means regardless of what it seems, faith is a substance of what? Things hoped for and evidence of things what? Not seen. So you don't see it right now. Peter couldn't quite understand what he was doing, but because he kept his eyes on Jesus, somebody said, keep my eyes on Jesus. See, that's where we mess up, because we talk about the church, we talk about one another, we talk about our family members, and we give ourselves a reason not to have our eyes on God. But God is saying, keep your eyes on him. And if you keep your eyes on him, you're not going to go wrong. You're not going to drown. You're not going to lose. But you're going to win.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Somebody give God some praise up in here. I know you're not sleeping on me. Amen. So Peter got down out of the boat and walked on the water and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the winds, he was afraid and began to sink. See how it works? When he seen the waves coming around him, Peter began to become afraid. This is what we do. We're going through something in our personal life. You're going through something in your relationship. And instead of you saying, Lord, I'm going to trust in you in my situation, we become afraid. And we act like we're walking in faith, but God is saying we're walking in fear. So this is where that scripture says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. But our understanding is caught up in people, in places, in things, and material things rather than in Christ Jesus. There's nothing that you have that's in your bank that can pay the price for your sin. There's nothing that you have that's in your family that's going to be able to sustain you long enough to make it in. But if you believe that God is with you,
yes,
and you believe in the name Jesus, hallelujah. How many of you believe in Jesus? So do you trust him?
Yes.
See, now you can say that you trust him, but when he says to take a step of faith, are you ready to take a step of faith?
Ready?
Are you ready to do what God said do? So in this passage, it shows you how disciples were immediately, Peter was willing to go out, but he became afraid when he saw what was going on around him. He began to cry out and said, Lord, save me. This is what we do. We cry out, Lord, save me. But this is what Jesus said immediately in the 31st verse. It said, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. So first of all, before Jesus let anything happen, he grabbed him. And then after he grabbed him, he said, you of little faith, he said, why did you doubt? Why are ye of a little faith? These are the ones that were walking with Christ. They seen the miracles of God. They seen what Jesus done for the crowds. But yet when he seen the winds, you see, because it was all about the circumstance. This is how it is in our life. It's all about the circumstance.
Amen.
What's your situation? When Peter was walking on the water, all was good when he seen Christ in front of him. But when you look at that passage, it shows you how he began to look at the water. He began to look at something around him. And then he began to sink. Some of us think that we don't need Jesus because we're young and we're strong. We think that we don't need Jesus, but I'm telling you right now that your success is in his hands. And by having faith in God and trusting his word, he's going to keep you from falling.
Amen.
Just like he did with Peter. Do you believe that God is able to keep you from falling? Give him some praise. Hallelujah. So immediately he began to fall. I have another scripture. It's going to be in 1 Kings 17 chapter. And I'm going to have my reader read that. We're going to start 1 Kings 17 chapter, and it's going to start in the second verse. Go ahead and read that, sir. And this is about Elijah, and this is another situation. Amen. Go ahead.
Okay. If the God of Israel lives, whom I serve, there will be neither dew now rain in the next few years, except that my word.
See, now right here, Elijah went before the people and said that there's going to be a drought. Mm-hmm. And he said there's going to be no food nor rain for a few years. This was what he began to share with the people. So go ahead and read.
Then the word of the Lord came to Elijah, leave here, turn eastward, and hide in the Kerith Ravine, east of the Jordan.
Now, the Bible says that the word of the Lord came to Elijah and said, I want you to leave where you're at, and I want you to go to eastward, and I want you to hide in the ravine. Now, this was a gentleman that already prophesied on behalf of God, and now there's going to be a drought in the land, so now he has to hear from God to know what to do in the midst of this plague. So, go ahead and read.
East of the Jordan, you will drink from the brook, and I had directed the ravens to supply you with food there.
See, so he said, I'm going to send you to a certain area, and I said you're going to drink out of the brook, and I'm going to provide a raven to what? To do what? Go ahead and read it.
Supply you with your food.
Supply you with your food. Now, this is amazing because he had to, he not only preached shared what God was going to do, but he had to start to listen. See, what we do is we get up and prophesy and we get up and tell people what thus said the Lord, and then we stop listening to the Lord.
Amen.
But here it shows you how Elijah said he first spoke what will be, and then he had to be in tune with the Lord long enough so that God can help him through it. And I was amazed with the scripture because it shows you how God does not just speak and leave you hanging.
Amen.
He's going to speak and also provide a way during the storm.
Yes.
Because we live on this earth and things might go on around us, but God will still be with you even though these things are going on around you.
Yes.
Go ahead and read the rest of the scripture.
So he did what the Lord had told him. He went to the Kerith Ravine, east of the Jordan, and stayed there. The ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning, and bread and meat in the evening, and he drank from the brook. Sometime later, the brook dried up.
See, so the brook dried up. So right here, it shows you how God was providing his need, and he was getting comfortable. This is what we do. God provides our needs, and we get comfortable. You know, he was hanging out at the brook. He was eating every day. He was drinking every day while everyone else was starving. They weren't drinking. They weren't eating because it was famine. You see how God is? He made sure that his own had something. But I want you to get this part of the word. He could not go by that situation alone. He couldn't go by right now faith. Yeah, right now it's working out, but now the brook dried up. So look at it in your own personal life, how some things are drying up. Some of you receive the Lord in your life and you're excited about God, or you're preaching and you're sharing with others, and you're being an example in your household, and then all of a sudden the brook dries up. You don't feel the anointing anymore. You don't feel the Spirit of God anymore in your life. And things around you seem to be going down. So Elijah, when the brook dried up, he had enough sense to do what? Hear from God again. He did not just take one situation and say, God said it and that's it. No, God constantly speaks. He's constantly ministering to you, but what you need to know is, are you listening? Am I listening? That's why the passage with Jesus, he said, the Bible says, after he preached, he began to find a place to pray. We are not finding a place to pray, said the Lord. We're not looking for a place to go down before him and cry out and ask him to change our lives. The brook has dried up, church. The Holy Spirit is not raining the way he used to, because we are no longer allowing the Spirit to have his way among us. We want to walk in self-righteousness, and self-righteousness is not righteousness. Self-righteousness only goes along with his own self, what feels good for you. But God wants you to know, we have to get out of self-righteousness and get into prayer again. And the kind of prayer that I'm talking about is that private prayer, where it's not about the corporate, but instead it's about you and God, where you can go before God again and say, Lord, help me. Lord, I need you like never before. Lord, I know you already answered this prayer, but Lord, I need to hear from you right now. How many of you in that situation where he's already blessed you once, but now I need something right now?
Right now.
I need something to bring me through right now.
Right now.
Because the brook has dried up all around me, and I need something right now, yes. Said the Lord.
Yes.
So the power of God, the anointing of God, like Samson, it said in the word that Samson would get up and shake himself because he knew how to get the Spirit back. But one day the Spirit wasn't there to greet him because of his sins, because he kept playing with God. He kept thinking that he was the man. God is saying we need to get out of that type of thinking.
Yes.
We need to start reaching out and hear from him daily and say, Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do today. Lord, I don't even know where food and bread is coming from. See, there's people in third world countries that don't have nothing. They are looking for food. We're in America and we have everything, the home of the free. And all we're doing in our country is beating on one another, hating each other, finding racial divide. But God said, I'm the one that unifies. I'm the one that can change the heart of a man. I'm the one that can feed a nation. You're not going to see or feel anything. Somebody praise God up in here. Yes. Hallelujah. Wake up.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. How are we going to make a church? How are you going to bring your family through if you don't know how to pray and ask God for some direction? Instead, we pray in God asking for things. But God said, I want you to ask me for direction. I want you to ask me to show you the way. But God said, before he can show you the way, he wants to know, are you a righteous man?
Yes.
We're not righteous. We got things going on in our life and we know it's wrong. We know it's wrong. But God is saying we got to die daily. Don't you want to go under daily and say, Lord, cleanse me again. Revive me again. Bring holiness back in my spirit again. Because I need you, Jesus. Because I don't know about you, but I need the Lord every day. Hallelujah. I don't feel good without saying, thank you, Jesus. I don't feel good without saying, I love you, Lord. I don't feel good without hearing from the Lord.
Yes.
Because he's more than a vitamin. He's more than Powerade or energy drink. Some of us get up every day and get our energy drink. Why don't you try Jesus?
Amen.
If you tried everything and everything has failed, we need to try Jesus. Hallelujah. And so it says, go to the seventh verse. We're almost ready to wrap it up. It says, sometime later, the brook dried up because there had been no more rain in the land. See, so what God said was going to happen, happened. And some of us, what we try to do is we get in our own personal life and don't want to hear what God is saying. And we're not getting a warning from God. God is trying to talk to the prophets. He's speaking to the pastors. See, a lot of us want to be holy and righteous in our own little way. But God said, get out of self-righteousness and see him only. And so he got out of the way and let God reveal direction. Hallelujah. God wants to reveal his plan to you. Hallelujah. Somebody said, God,
I need you
to reveal
your plan
for my life. Hallelujah. Say it again, God. I need you
to reveal
the plan,
for my life.
Do you mean it? Hallelujah. Do you mean it? Hallelujah. Do you mean it? Hallelujah, hallelujah. So like Peter, when he took a step of faith and he seen the waves all around him, he began to get scared. I know some of us are going through some things in their life. But I want to let you know that God is stretching out his hands.
Yes.
And he's saying, I'm here for you. You know, it feels good to have God bring you over a storm, but don't you know it might rain again? Don't you know that just like it is here on earth, you can't pray the rain away because the rain is what gives growth. You can't pray the sun away because without the sun, there is no growth. See, you see how it works? There has to be a balance in your life. So that the will of God can be revealed unto you. So that those that have businesses, God will show you.
Yes.
He will bless you. He will provide for you. He will show you how to be a loaner, not a borrower. Church, this is where we say get right and let's live by faith. Stop running from corner to corner, church to church, trying to find a word. If you know the word is in your life, and if God has used this house as a word for you, be serious about the things of God and be subject to the will of God, because God is going to do mighty things right now. I'm not talking about later. God is going to do mighty things right now in your life. Are you ready for a church? Somebody give God some praise.
Thank you for joining us today. And if the Word of God has blessed your heart, come on down and visit us every Sunday at 10 o'clock and Wednesday for Bible study at 7. 1850 Elm Street, Manchester. This has been Revival Today.
Now just think of